I expect that the government is going to follow their form, which is tax cuts to the better well-off in society, while at a time where we have a huge health crisis and housing crisis, not just concentrated in Dublin, but right across the state. Yesterday, we had figures of 31 people from Donegal lying in hospital trolleys. We still have an maternity theatre that was purpose-built, not opened in the hospital after a decade. And what we're looking for in this budget from the government is the investment to actually start to address the crisis that we have in health. Let's start building the social houses, particularly not just in Dublin, but right across the state, giving our young people opportunities to come home who've emigrated and help build the country that they're from.
And indeed, there are people that do need some sort of change in the budget to help them, as you say, progress.
Of course there is, and there's many things that we want to see in the budget. We want to see balanced regional development. That means infrastructure development. We want to hear a commitment that the government will restore its commitment that they made in the St Andrews Agreement to the A5, and that's something that we expect to hear. The other issues that we want to see is we want to see increased infrastructure that can help deal with our crumbling road infrastructure. Our broadband needs to be developed in a faster rate. There's many things that Donegal has been crying out for many, many years, but unfortunately there is only a small amount of fiscal space, amount of money that's going to be allocated, and what both Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have decided to do is they've decided to allocate a large proportion of that to tax cuts.